6-8.
Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Every entrepreneur has a story. Listen to women discuss the financial side of their business, both the challenges and successes. Let's grab life by the bottom line. Hello, and welcome to 2022, everyone. This podcast is entitled Bridging Last Year to This Year. And what was the biggest lesson that 2021 taught you? It's the beginning of the year, so this question holds a little bit more power right now. I've been thinking on this for a few days. Out of all the realizations and epiphanies I had last year, which one changed my life the most? For me, it was the need to slow down, focus, be present in what I'm doing, and not multitask so much as to be aware of my time management so that I can be as efficient as possible. How about you? My plan is to take these observations into the new year with me. So with that objective, let's prepare for 2022 together. I will continue to have podcasts that include conversations with other business owners. Those were my favorite, as we get to hear their stories, be inspired, and also learn from them. The remaining podcasts will include helpful financial tips. The first few months will, of course, include tax prep info, and then we'll discuss making sure you have your business set up correctly and how accounting functions within your business for the remainder of the year. So let's start at the beginning for tax prep. What records to keep for your business? Here's a list of some of the basic records that you must retain at all times. You can also find this information out on the Numbers and Tech website. But these include your past business income tax returns, as well as your personal. Any cash or credit sales deposit reports that you had for the year. And if you have a storefront business, your cash register tapes. You'll always want to keep the receipts for your expenses, copies of the invoices you sent to your clients, as well as your monthly bank statements and your monthly credit card statements. Now, you might be thinking you can just go online at any time and download those. But did you know some banks and credit card companies only keep the last 1 or 2 years out there? So if you're audited a few years from now, where are you going to get them? They may charge you a fee. I've seen that happen too. So if you're not downloading them every month and saving them, be sure at the end of the year to go online and download all of the previous months. If you have payroll, be sure and keep those records, as well as the W-2s and 1099 forms, which stay tuned for a future podcast where we go over 1099s again, or you can go back and listen to last year's podcast about 1099 forms. And lastly, employee records. Do you have their I-9s, their W-4s, copies of their identification and Social Security cards? Make sure you have those in safekeeping. Now, aside from the normal tax records, you should also keep your business contracts, copies of any permits you might need. Did you have an articles of incorporation for your business? Did you have any health or safety regulatory licensing documents? Make sure you've got them saved. And lastly, do you have financial statements for your business? Those would include profit and loss and balance sheet. Keep copies of those. And remember, as a 1099 contractor, which makes you a freelancer, or a business owner, whether you're an LLC or an S-Corp, you have to bear the burden of proof when it comes to substantiating your income and expenses. So what that means is you are obligated to produce all tax return documentation. So therefore, the most efficient way to do this is to establish a system to maintain records and know how long to keep those tax records for your business and for personal. If you're ever in doubt whether or not to keep a certain record, receipt, or document, I recommend you keep it. It's always better to be safe than sorry. Also know the IRS accepts digital copies of tax records and documentation, but they have to be identical to the original receipt and record. There is no statute of limitations in place for fraudulent returns, so scan all your documents and save them on your computer rather than having filing cabinets full of paper. I personally use iCloud to save all my documents. I pay a small monthly fee to have them all backed up, so if I were to ever lose my computer or my phone, I would not lose a single file. It gives me a great peace of mind. To conclude this podcast, I wanted to share a huge, huge accomplishment that we at Numbers in Tech had for 2021. We now have our own app available on the Apple App Store. It's called Prosper by NNT. NNT, of course, is short for Numbers in Tech. I saw a need for freelancers and entrepreneurs to track their own business expenses in an easy manner, and also their need to create a business budget. And this app does both. It helps categorize business expenses according to IRS guidelines for federal tax purposes, and then compares those expenses to your business budget to let you know if you're meeting or exceeding that budget. You can download the app and use the free features such as financial calculators, storage of business information, and weekly financial reminders. And if the expense tracking or budgeting is something you need, the monthly subscription is only $4.99. Whatever option you choose, I really appreciate your support and would love a good review on the Apple App Store. Your feedback helps us. And remember, you can find more financial tips on the Numbers in Tech Instagram or website. Thank you and Happy New Year. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Numbers in Tech podcast. Future episodes will include chats with other amazing entrepreneurs. Let's keep the conversations going, whether you are running the show or working on your side hustle. We give you the business advice you need. If you learned something new or felt inspired, let me know. If you want more tips and great information, follow my Instagram account, Numbers in Tech, or email info@numbersintech.com. Always remember to grab life by the bottom line.